mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have now reached the halfway point in global radio transmission. We'll begin simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 7 minutes, 30 seconds. Let's go to Anti-Nazi in Georgia. You're on the air.
Alex, this is Joel Antonezzi. It's spelled anti-Nazi. That's my last name, really is. I'm an info warrior on fire, let me tell you. I have a website called wakeupamericanow.info. Pass out flyers to people out on the street to talk to people in person. My flyer says, wakeupamericanow.info, you've been fooled again. The swine flu is a hoax and the vaccine is poison. Educate before you vaccinate. The drug industry recognized, the pharmaceutical industry. Webster's Dictionary defines pharmaceutical as from the Greek word pharmakia, to practice witchcraft. All drugs are nothing more than control poison. Get real news, not big media propaganda. Now with over 750 interesting links. Also watch the movie Fall of the Republic free on my site. And catch the Alex Jones Show. You can dial at 512-646-5000. That again is
Sir, hold on just a minute. Listen, I don't mind you calling in and plugging stuff. But when that's all we do, it's really hurting the show. Affiliates don't like it because it's just caller after caller just plugging. You did two plugs for the site. That's great. But what's some info here on the show?
Pardon me?
What is some info? I mean, is there anything to discuss here?
I mostly publish your information on my site. And also like to say that... I lost the best job I ever had recently, and I've been unemployed now for about 8 months now, and anybody that can leave a donation on my site, I'd sure appreciate it.
Sir, I appreciate your call, but, I mean, listen, I am the most lenient talk show host out there, and I'm going to have to go ahead and probably put my foot down, because I want to get all the activist groups on. That's what I do. I promote basically everybody, and And I want to support everybody, but I can't just take call after call that just, let me plug something three times. Let me plug it a fourth. Let me, give me money. And I had to put my, and I understand you need support. I understand you're in trouble. But the whole show just can't be every caller. We don't screen your calls. It destroys talk radio. I mean, people want to hear debates. They want to hear issues. It's fine if somebody throws a site out, but people just call in to just plug their sites. And so it can't happen anymore. In fact, maybe we'll have plug day or something a couple days a month. We'll watch the listeners all tune out, though, and just do nothing but plug. But then that would hurt you pluggers, wouldn't it? This is the number one alternative radio show in the world. And we do want to support everybody, and we do try to empower groups. That's what I just did. But it is just killing us. Noel in Illinois, go ahead.
Alex Jones, how are you this afternoon? Quick comment before I get to my question. I was watching late last night C-SPAN 2, and the scum Prime Minister Gordon Brown constantly talked about global regime, global power, how they need to get the America into this global regime. Gordon Brown just looks like a disgusting old man. But my question.
Well, he's the head of. I mean, he's the head of the G20. He is the real poobah. Go ahead.
Yeah, he kept talking about G20 as well last night. It was something with Reuters. But my question, I was listening to you last night talking about fluoride. In terms of toothpaste, what should people use? I know I use Arm & Hammer, but I don't know if that's good or not. Is there any, freedom?
No, I wouldn't trust that. I wouldn't trust that very founder of that. Well, look, Arm & Hammer may be great. I don't know, so I shouldn't say anything about it. Tom's of Maine's pretty good. There's a lot of other brands I use. It's all great, Noel. Anything else?
Yeah, about healthcare, telehealth. You need to look into that because RFID, a main component of that, is in the healthcare bill. Lindsey Williams is right about RFID chips.
I mean, we've written articles about it. Hey, listen, you're awesome. Skip, Ronnie, Mark, and others, your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No, the answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com, your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 15th day of March, 2010. I'm Alex Jones. We're simulcasting the second half of the broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv, the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Okay. I've got a lot of important news coming up, but I want to run through a bunch of calls until the bottom of the hour. I'm going to get back into fluoride, big developments on that front. This is an article here out of the Boston Herald. Child rape charge rocks TSA. Logan employee pats down air travelers at scan stations. Naked body scanner person charged with raping a child. Folks, who do you think's attracted to be a truancy officer? Who do you think is attracted to be a Boy Scout leader? Who do you think's attracted to be a CPS worker? Who do you think's attracted to be a TSA worker? I've watched the videos on the news, and I've seen it myself. They now grab women's breasts. We were showing that video yesterday. They rub under the breast, and they grab your genitals, and you see them on the news in front of cameras. They single out the hot blonde and put her in the body scanner, and the guys all gather around and laugh. I mean, this is going on. Who do you think they hired for Abu Ghraib outside Baghdad? Who do they hire for Camp X-Ray in the internal CIA camp within the camp? The Marines that are there aren't really bad. They're just called from regular Marines, but the inner group. It came out in the news. They hire fired federal and state jail guards who've been caught raping inmates. Sadist. I mean, you know, down in the dungeon, they've got evil dungeon keepers. I mean, who else could do this? Even if people were evil and bad in dungeons, I wouldn't enjoy torturing them. Well, I'm not going to be a dungeon keeper. If somebody's really evil, and we've got all the proof, I say string them up. Let's just get them out of the way. And I, even if it was an evil person, I wouldn't enjoy seeing them hang from an end of a rope. It'd be like stepping on a cockroach. I turn the bathroom light on. There's some giant cockroach. I go, man, I don't want to have to stomp on this and pick up the guts. And even though I don't like cockroaches, it's a life form. I don't enjoy stomping on it. I just do it as quickly as possible, get some toilet paper, pick it up, throw it in the toilet, flush it, wash my hands. Ugh. You know, 3 a.m., you get up to relieve your bladder, you stumble in, it's happened to everybody, you flip the light on, there's that giant cockroach on the wall. You're like, oh, you little creature. You pick a magazine up, splat. Well, there are a lot of people that enjoy that. It's like George W. Bush would stick firecrackers in the rear ends of toads. This is on record admitted, and enjoyed blowing their guts out everywhere. Jeffrey Dahmer enjoyed torturing animals. Now, then the globalists try to ban hunting, though, and say that's what that is. No, this isn't you get off on shooting the deer. It's the natural instinct to go out and hunt and to skin it and then to eat it. Like, you know, like a dog isn't being cruel when it wants to chase down, say, a rat. You know, dogs are even better than cats at actually ratting. If you get like a terrier, that's what they're bred for. And you know, to them, it's instinct, and they want to eat it. They're a carnivore. But people that like to get little animals and, you know, torture them and do things to them, something's wrong with them. And that's the type of people that end up in government. Now, am I saying every truancy officer is a pedophile? Absolutely not. Am I saying every jail guard's a sadist? Absolutely not. A lot of them are like my great uncle, 3-time retiree, 25 years in the Army as an officer, mid-level. He then went to work for the post office, I think, for 10 years. And then for another, 10, he was a state of Texas jail guard. And he got out. He said, oh, it's just horrible. He said some of the guards, you know, I've sat around eating dinner with him, some of the guards are worse than the inmates. And he talks about that, how that's why he got out of it. He said he got along with the prisoners and found that in most cases they were better than the guards and that the prisoners take care of the real scum, the really bad inmates. But look, side issue. So I'm not saying every jail guard's a bad person. A lot of them are just people that want a job. You know, they got plenty of money, they're a retiree, but, you know, they're out of the Army and they're 50 years old, they become a jail guard or whatever. In fact, there's a London Telegraph headline, corrupt prison guards fuel drug culture. And boy, my great uncle, he'll talk about how citizens are in there, in jail, in state prison, for their first drunk driving charge. They don't get the right lawyer, it happens, and how the illegals are all above the law. And how there'll be nice family people, you name it, had 3 beers at the country club, got in their car, got pulled over, got convicted. He talked about a lot of people, first-time offenders. Side issue. I said I was going to get into this news. It's just a naked body scanner operator who has now been charged with raping a child. Folks, I read the newspaper every day. Every day. I scan over hundreds of papers. I got a whole staff doing it. They send me all this information. Listeners tweet these articles at me. I mean, I'm addicted just to reading it all. I see stuff every day or two without looking where top CPS workers are caught molesting children, child porn, hardcore snuff films, you name it, and it's swept under the rug. But then meanwhile, and even Walsh talked about this with Obama, about, it was weird. He said, you know, we're not talking about the sex offenders that get caught peeing at Mardi Gras. We're not talking about an 18-year-old who, you know, is dating a 16-year-old. Well, yes, you are. That's who most of the sex offenders are. Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen hundreds of news articles where people pull over in the middle of a rural area and go pee behind a bush, and the police pull up and arrest you, and you are a sex offender. Ladies and gentlemen, if you live in Texas and you're driving 100, 200, 300 miles to go somewhere, how many, everybody's driven down the road and seen cars pulled off and you see people behind the bushes. I mean, how many of you have peed behind the bushes? That is not sex offense. And then meanwhile, I'll never forget the Florida case, 3,400 missing kids that CPS had taken. They found a bunch of them dead in different parts of the country in shallow graves, heads cut off, all sorts of crazy stuff. And then it turned out that the director was a pedophile, and then the next guy they hired was a pedophile, and the next guy they hired was, it's a pedophile group. And I'm telling you, it's the people running all these anti-pedophile groups. You can look at them. They've all got that weird little demonic look in their eyes. I don't know what it is. It's like a little, I mean, I can't even do the look. It's like a, let me try to, I can imitate almost anything, but it's hard to get, it's like a, I don't know. I can't do it. Pull up that congressman, Foley. Pull him up. Going after the pages. I mean, they've all got that look, and I'm telling you, it's incredible. I don't know what. It's like a bug-eyed look, and they're always like demonic rats or something. And of course, he was the head of the child abuse thing in Congress, and he was helping get all these laws passed. Blah blah blah. Of course, when you've got people going after kids, they're going to be in the position of protecting the kids because no one will believe that they're involved in it. All right, I'm already ranting. By the way, Jason Burmes covers some of that in his Invisible Empire film. Skip in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Hector Jones, how are you doing?
Good.
I wanted to add just two things real quick. One, here's just something I think we need to think about as far as the problem with Mexico. I'm a heavy haul driver, and for years I've been bringing stuff out to Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas. They have built that base up over the last 10 years to house over 120,000 troops. There are no troops there. We are hauling huge cable that is being put into the ground. This is internet cable. It's satellite cable. It's over a foot in diameter. It's massive. And they're putting this cable in throughout the entire country. Plus, it's going into Mexico as though it's one unit. There are giant roads under Fort Bliss that go into Mexico. I would say that Fort Bliss will be used as a staging area at some point to control the entire Southwest. They have built huge airstrips there. There are Russian aircraft there. I've seen
Listen, it's been all over the news that they're militarizing the border but leaving it open to control the drugs coming in. It's part of the NAFTA superhighway system. They're building giant bases everywhere, and it's to keep the American people out and to make sure all the illegals can come in.
And one more thing, I would like your take on what's going on with Iran with the letter that Albert Pike wrote, the three wars, the Third World War, describes perfectly what they're doing in Iran, and I would like your 2 cents on that. Thank you.
Well, they are trying to start World War III. The RAND Corporation went last year said that the globalists need a new war, bigger than the Iraq war, to basically sell their new world order. Because during a war, even if the government's involved in tyranny, people tend to just hunker down. It's a primitive instinct and just do what they're told. So, because the real target's the United States to set up this domestic grid. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air.
Ronnie, reperceive the fluoride-free underwear patriot. But hey, seriously, the escalating Mexican drug war is our road to liberation, Alex. Because we can all agree, stop the killing. Stick to the Constitution, which, of course, like our Bill of Rights, was written on hemp paper. Stop the killing with freedom for farmers. The criminals have blown it. And here come the freedom for farmers, because everyone can realize the idiocy now of this ongoing war on pot smokers, and over 25% of our jail now full of nonviolent marijuana offenders, and 14 states have already legalized medicinal marijuana. So we all can agree to stop the killing thanks to this Mexican drug lord explosion that put it into the news, despite our usual news media blackout on this issue. So it's absolute freedom for farmers is our best chance. You know, the 13 colonies started the whole thing over here. Now 14 states, the citizens have overwhelmingly voted to legalize themselves, you know, hemp, marijuana.
And we're the government. We're the people. We can pass whatever law, repeal whatever law we want, as long as it doesn't violate somebody else's rights under the Bill of Rights. We're the boss, not the government. And the feds come into 14 states and say, no, you're not going to decriminalize marijuana. We're going to keep the drug war going so we can continue to make money off it. Because when it's illegal, they make bigger profits. Ronnie, good to hear from you. Mark, Leo, Scott, Patrick, your calls are straight ahead. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites.
Hello. At OutOfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OutOfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale is over today. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own
two of the best pair of gloves in the world
for $19.95?
Shipping and handling, and get two pairs for free.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
For only $19.95, you can own four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, how would you like to improve that golf swing? MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip arthritic hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of thin glove technology,
go to MaxFitGloves.com
and use the promo code radio. Call right now at 877-552-5206.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go.
Wow.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. What we have is a criminal class that makes a bunch of rules that make normal, regular, good people criminals, so the criminals have an excuse to put us in their prisons and have their way with us. Yeah, here's Foley's IM exchange with underage Paige. And that guy didn't get in any trouble. And he was running all the child programs to save children from perverts in Congress. And then, I mean, you constantly hear about congressmen. Who was the other one in the bathroom? Yeah, Larry Craig. I mean, it's just the issue is, why is it so many of them? Because it's a club, and that's who they let in. And so, of course, you've got child rape charge rocks TSA. This is out of the Boston Herald. Logan employee pats down air travelers at scan stations. This is where they have the naked body scanners. In fact, give me a document cam. There it is. Child rape charge rocks TSA, Boston Herald. I'm going to get more into this coming up. It's just, who wants a job for $15 an hour where you've got to squeeze women's breasts, grab men's genitals, and naked body scan children? I mean, you couldn't pay me $1 million to do that. I mean, I don't like to inconvenience a waiter to say, hey, my food isn't good. I'll just tend to not go back to the restaurant if my food's bad, because I don't like to get in people's faces unless they're in my face. But these people love it. I mean, day after day, hour after hour, week after week, month after month, year after year, searching and squeezing and scanning and getting in your face. Now, a lot of them are mainly veterans and people that just want a job. But a big percentage, I mean, we see the articles of them telling teenage girls, I want you to be my sex slave, so they get in trouble, or going crazy saying, I'm God, remember a month ago? TSA worker just went insane and said, I'm God, the airport was running around going so insane they had to arrest him. Just lunatics who want to be God. And so they are God in that airport. And you're going to be naked body scanned by a person who's been arrested for child rape, alleged child rape. I mean, I'm telling you, these are perverts. I've seen the news footage. They don't even hide it, where they pick the good-looking women out, send them in, and then just start going, And then in England, the movie star guy goes through the scanner. They print off his naked body and ask him to come give him an autograph on it. That's the women. We're so dehumanized, women would record our naked body and then bring it to a man and say, sign this. And the guy was so cool, showing how men are a lot cooler on these issues than women, and signed it. I mean, he should have become absolutely outraged, because what he did wasn't cool. He just thinks it's cool to just make a joke out of it. It was oppressive. It was a form of humiliation. And if it's already so bad today, where is it going next? Mark in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I got a powerful idea I want to let loose, and you're the big point of contact for this whole thing. You know, a lot of people are waking up, but, you know, we can't be so pure if you forget that there's a lot of people on the left, you know, people like Naomi Wolf, like Kucinich. I've met kids that are Democrats that are starting to get scared. I think it's time we organize. It's time for a real third party to get a point of agreement. Guys like Bob Barr, Baldwin, Paul Ventura, Naomi Wolf is a great person to talk to lefties. I'd love to see your show put some of these guys together and just see if they get a point of agreement to agree on the bill.
Well, let me
of rights
say, I don't trust Bob Barr. And it's not just because he was CIA, it's that he now is this big patriot leader, but still has supported some bad things in the past. Not because he's former CIA, but there's some good guys out there, analysts and people, like Ray McGovern, who've got a good track record and are for real. Naomi Wolf was a Rhodes Scholar. She's come on the show. She stood up against Bush's corruption. She started speaking out against Obama, so that's a feather in her cap. But I do think we should be nonpartisan about this. I mean, my whole issue is about shattering the left-right paradigm. But more than just a third party, we need to just run through the Republican and Democratic system or third party, whatever works for you locally. Use the party machinery to get in as a constitutionalist, kind of like Deborah Medina. She's more of a libertarian, but run as a Republican because that's the party that has the best chance of winning in Texas. It's just a label. It means nothing. But I do agree with you.
Let's, you know, just to get these people, just agree on five things: the Bill of Rights, the paper ballot, and the Fed, and the war, secure the borders.
I agree
about all this other stuff.
I agree, and you're right. A lot of lefties that were in love with Obama have now woken up. In fact, the majority of them in polls. And they're really getting a front row seat to how the establishment controls both parties at the highest levels. You can forget the presidency, folks. That's locked in by the globalists. Take your states, your cities, your towns back. That's where you can do it. And it doesn't matter what the feds do, because we'll run the country.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
I am a Midwest farmer.
We're going to have open phones throughout the rest of the broadcast and start getting into more of these stacks of news here. I wanted, before we go back to your calls, to thank some of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. The number one funding mechanism, of course, is the books and DVDs and Patriot t-shirts we sell at InfoWars.com. Great books, great films, excellent clothing, where you'll meet like-minded people. I mean, it's a great way to wear an InfoWars.com ball cap, or bumper stickers are free with all the orders. The t-shirts, all available at InfoWars.com. Or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And don't forget, you can now pre-order Jason Burmese' new film. You'll be the first to get it. We ship the orders out, the order they're received. April 15th, ladies and gentlemen, is the DVD drop date. It'll also premiere at PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality for all the members. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. And then 7 days later, on the 21st, we release Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my newest film that I directed with Rob Dew and Jason Douglas. Film turned out really powerful. Because look at all the stuff that's happening. It's unfortunate that everything we talked about came true. In fact, give me a document cam shot. This will be up in the next few hours. You can already pre-order Invisible Empire, but this will be up for pre-order in the next few hours. Here's the cover that's been sent off to be printed with the DVDs. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality. The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on earth, and it's only getting worse. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Veteran documentary filmmaker Alex Jones conclusively proves the existence of secret network of FEMA camps now being expanded nationwide. The military-industrial complex is transforming our once free nation into a giant prison camp. A cashless society control grid constructed in the name of fighting terrorism has actually been built to enslave the American people. Body scanners, sound cannons, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. This film exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship, FEMA camps, and a shredded constitution. Witness police and military savagely attacking innocent citizens as our own government unleashes false flag operations to justify its oppression. Then watch as Alex Jones takes on corrupt mercenary police and exposes mainstream media brainwashing, i.e., Glenn Beck. It is Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Pre-sales start today. That ships out on or before April 21st. And why do you want to order now? So you get it first. It shipped out in the order it is received. We've gotten pretty quick now where we can ship out the pre-orders within 4 days. And so we try to start shipping 2 or 3 days before. So basically almost everybody gets it on that date or a little bit after. And again, your purchase of these books and DVDs, materials, makes what we do here possible. It's all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Or you can, again, write to me, InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Leo in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Oh, man, I am tired today. That's how I'm doing.
Listen, everything that you just mentioned about all these things that are going on in the world.
Do me a huge favor. Turn your radio off, man. I really want to be able to hear you.
All right, it's off.
Go ahead, sir.
Anyway, now it's off. Anyway, everything you just mentioned, of course, is, you know, stark naked reality that we all have to deal with in this world. But there's a new one you can add to it. They're sending notices out to all the veterans that are, like, I'm on a service-connected pension with the VA. They're sending notices out to all the veterans telling you got to come in for testing. Now, my letter didn't state this, but I have a few friends of mine that the letter stated that if they didn't show up for the testing, that they were going to stop their money. So you see, here's another way that you're just
now
trying.
I've seen this. Clinton started this. It was 89,000 names of vets who they claimed had PTSD from Vietnam and Korea and Desert Storm in 98. No, that was 99. And suddenly, it was 99. Suddenly, they couldn't buy firearms. And no judge, no jury. Now they have the no-fly, no-buy bill they want to pass, where if they put you on a no-fly list, you can't buy guns. No judge, no jury, no conviction. And, yes, I've been getting calls about these letters in the last month that they're telling them you've got to come in for PTSD to see if you've got PTSD. And then an unelected quack Pentagon shrink at the VFW or at the Veterans Affairs outfit, they then tell you that you are mentally ill and got to go on medication. Is that what this is dealing with?
Exactly. You know, what they're trying to do, in my opinion, is they're trying to control every one of us in some way or fashion.
Yeah, if they can't get you in the criminal justice system, they want to get you in the credit system, bankrupt, or they want to get you in the psychological system. And this is how they take your rights. They designate everyone as bad. Go ahead.
But anyway, you know, the bottom line is that what I'm trying to do right now is get together with a lot of veterans, and then, I don't really know what approach to take if I mean, it's useless to go to a politician and ask one of them to try to support us because you know they're just going to sell us down the drain.
Well, let me
anyway.
Say this, Leo, and then I want to shut up and let you have a few minutes to actually lay out what your friend told you. But it's like the last 2-3 months, we keep getting calls from scared women mainly. And being a talk show host for 14-plus years, you really learn to gauge if someone's being truthful about 99% of the time. You can tell when somebody's feeding you a line of bull by what they say, how they say it, their tone. But when you have woman after woman after woman, or cops, I've had cops calling on air. Yeah, we're down here. We're not supposed to talk about it. There are weird Russian helicopters flying around. And I'm like, who's in them? I don't know. They just look like Russian helicopters off TV. They're white, they're gray, they're black. Caller after caller, a lot of you heard them here on air. And then it comes out, San Antonio Express News, video of it, Russian helicopters flown by the Mexican Navy, European helicopters flown by the Mexican Army, you know, 5-6 miles over the U.S. border, hovering over houses. I knew that was true when I heard it. It's like when a preacher called me and said, I've got secret FEMA documents. This is really scary. They called us in and said, teach your flock for martial law. I could tell the guy was telling the truth, but we got the documents, called the phone numbers. It was real. FEMA was very upset that we had it. I knew when cops sent me the Homeland Security document last year and the MIAC report. I knew it was real when I saw it. I knew these were real cops when I was talking to them off air on the phone. But I still called the FBI and found out it was real. They got real mad I had it. So, I mean, I've learned when something's real. And so I can tell you're telling the truth, and I've gotten a bunch of calls and emails about this, but people need to do the next step. They need to send to showtips@infowars.com or aaron@infowars.com. CC it to a few of us because we miss some stuff. There's so much thousands a day. Someone needs to black out their name, black out their social security numbers, all that stuff, and they need to email it to us right now because we know it was in the news that they're just suddenly putting veterans on lists where they can't own guns. We know they're calling veterans in at their regular checkups if they volunteer for it and declaring them mentally ill to take their rights away without a court. And they don't have a law to do that under the Second Amendment. Now that they have the instant check, you can't get the gun because the FBI says no. It's illegal. And that's why they want to shut down private sales because veterans can still get guns that way. So I need people right now. In fact, when I'm done with Leo, Scott, Patrick, and Jason, and Stacy, I am not going to take any more calls. For about 20 minutes, we're just going to open the phones up specifically for veterans that this has happened to. And so you can read it on air, your letter. Because let's just confirm this right now. I know what's going on. I've had a bunch of calls and emails. I know they've done some of this in the past. But I want the bona fide. I want the proof. Because this is big news. And we'll get a story up at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Now, I'm going to shut up, Leo. You got 2 minutes. Tell me what your friend was telling you.
He was telling me that it's obvious to him that he had never went to the VA before, okay, about any problems with PTSD or any physical problems. He was just a normal veteran. So obviously what's happening is they're going back through the records and they're investigating all of us to find out what we did in Vietnam. So once they know what we did, then they figure that we have to be into a category where something has to be wrong with us. And if you're not coming to them and asking them for help in one way or another, then they feel as if you're a dissident. And that's probably what they're doing to be able to get control of dissidents, to find out who's who and what position you're taking. This letter states to me that I'm to report Friday, April 2nd at 3 o'clock for a missed body image test to test my body. For what reason? I never set this appointment up. I never asked for nothing like this. But they're sending all of us letters like this telling us that we have to come in for this body imaging testing. Now, what does that tell you?
Well, I know that over 10 years ago, Prada's in New York and others, big high-end clothing lines, put body scanners in, just like the airports. The same companies, actually. This was in the New York Times. And when you go in, it says this gives you the ultimate fitting. You come in, we scan you, and then this is when this was first coming out. They then have computerized assembly lines that make the suit or the dress fit you exactly. But then it turned out separately it was getting a biometric scan of your body. Just like they take blood from babies at birth secretly for the Pentagon for 37 years and just claim, oh, it's blood testing for your baby. No, it's sent off to the health department and then the Pentagon. There it is. Body scanner replaces the Taylor's tape measure. Wow, you guys are quick. When was that New York Times article? How did you guys do that in 10 seconds? Oh, yeah, August 99. I said 10 years ago. Look at my memory. I'm not bragging, folks, but people think I make stuff up because I can just rattle it off. I don't know. Look, body scanner replaces a Taylor's tape measure. So I have read they are scanning veterans to get your biometric scan. Now, why is this important? They've got top-down heat resonance. Just by scanning the top of your head, even through your hair, it's like a fingerprint. It's 100%. And they've got top-down satellites. Look down satellites. This is the big secret weapon Bob Woodward wrote about in his book. It's now been partially declassified. And so once they ID you with the heat resonance, then they have that fingerprint, because it's an exact heat resonance that your head gives off. They can then top down with a satellite, even look through clouds. Okay, because this is a heat resonance. That's how strong these are. Through clouds, you're walking in a parking lot and they go, oh, that's Alex Jones. Okay, so they've got that. Then they've also got biometric walk. You think they can get your number just off a thumbprint and the six numbers they calculate for a measurement or a face scan template? Everybody has a walk. Like, I've had a broken, leg compound fracture, and my doctor died right after the surgery. I never got the pin and screws out. So when I don't think about it, I have to make myself not limp just because the foot's all shaped wrong. And so I have that. I kind of walk like a gorilla sometimes unless I make myself, walk. But the issue is that just off that, they can get a biometric reading 100% just off my one leg. And so you'll have a camera that knows the biomechanical movement of Alex Jones's right leg. Now, with the body, once they have this with a body scan, they can, with these passive readers, and this is in the news, they shoot through your clothes. These are going to go up nationwide. They're already testing them in Boston. So then they body scan you, and they're naked scanning you on the street and getting your biometric scan. See, these are really biometric scanners. All this looking for bomb stuff has nothing to do with it. Just like when they tell you at the health department, oh, this is a blood test for your baby. No, it's not. It's a eugenics test. But I'm ranting here. Print me that New York Times. That's a blast from the past. I called it. I said 10 years ago, New York Times, body scanners. Oh, here it is. You brought it to me? Look at this. Show folks a document cam shot. Body scanner replaces the Taylor's tape measure. Now, let's expand on that. Remember last year, all of the Veterans of Foreign Wars outfits were told, we don't care if you have a 150-year-old Civil War cannon, you're going to register it with us, and we may basically take them. Remember that? Remember that, Leo?
Well, the bottom line is that I know that you're a very good, moral, decent person. I meant to tell you, we saw you on IFC, the independent film channel, the other night on a program where, the Illuminati and the globalist and the elitist and all these things were being discussed. And it's nice to see you on mainstream media. I've been listening to you, me and my friend, for many years, trying to get insight on how to live our lives based on all the problems that are in the world. And I can only tell you that of everything that I've heard, I just want to say to everybody that's listening today, that the most important thing is to accept your higher power, Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever it is, because His plan is starting to come about. And the only thing that we can do is try to live our lives as best we possibly can until the man pulls the chain. And I know you're a busy man. I don't want to take a lot of your time up. But before you go with me today, could you put me on with someone there in your office where I can get some information, where we can start getting some films that we can start passing out to our neighbors?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, all my films are free online. They're in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, and people are authorized to make copies of my films, but I can put you on hold and see what you need with John. Yeah, here it is, BBC. Camera looks through clothing. Camera that can see explosives, drugs, weapons, hiding under clothing from 25 meters has been invented. And if memory serves, this doesn't have a date. I think this was a few years old here. What's the date on that? 2008, yeah, a few years ago. It hasn't been invented. They've had this for a decade. This is up all over the place. And, see, that's why I start ranting, because I just want to warn people. Do folks realize how evil this is? And, yes, they're calling the veterans in. they act like you're a friend. They say, oh, do you ever get angry? You ever get frustrated? You having trouble? And they say, yeah, I get angry. I get upset. You know, my ex-wife's doing this and that. And, you know, I'm drinking too much. And the shrink's sitting there going, oh, I'm your friend. And you're going to lose your Second Amendment. It's totally illegal. They're doing it. And they admit they're spying on veterans. They're worried about you because you know how to kill. You know how to defend yourself. You know it's not that big of a deal, that life is quick. They're scared of you. Okay? I mean, they understand that you've been in it. And they're a bunch of cowardly control freaks. And all their black uniforms are meant to bolster them up in their black ski mask and their armor because they're scared of real men. And they're scared to death of you. And it's like when you go in to have a baby. They have the nurse get the man out of the room and ask your wife, you having money troubles? Is your husband mean to you? She doesn't tell you. She's about to call the CPS. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side, we'll continue with phone calls. And I've got all this news to get to, but I do enjoy your calls. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Millions of spring breakers are taking their saved money from working at the pizza shop in college. High school graduates and others are flooding to Mexico. They're not carding down there for all the drunk 18-year-olds. Spring break, booze, babes, and bodyguards. Booze, babes, and bodyguards. And it talks about all the Americans being slaughtered en masse, March 15, 2010. ABC News, here's another one. LA Times in Mexico, 13 killed in Acapulco areas, 11 others elsewhere. And it just talks about all the death and Americans being killed and embassy officials being slaughtered. And it just goes on and on. Everybody can't wait to race down there and get killed. Here it is. Mexico, gunmen kill American consulate staff. I mean, this is worse than Guatemala in the 70s and 80s. But, hey, let's... A lot of parents are paying to send their children to Mexico. I wouldn't... I mean, unless you're going somewhere where, like, Ventura is, or in the mountains or something, I mean, or on the... where there's nobody, you shouldn't be going to Mexico. I mean, Mexico is imploding. Let's continue here with some more of your phone calls, and I'll get into more news. Let's talk to Scott in Missouri. Scott, thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello, Asa. Thanks for keeping everything up. I've been fighting this for 25 years. I can't tell you what I've been through. But this is, I'm not going to address your audience. People, get off your butts. You listen to this program every day. You hear the truth from Alex, and you don't do anything. Don't talk to your neighbors and drink beer. You might as well be listening to March Madness. All my friends that talk about this all the time, I say, hey, let's go hand out flyers. Let's print up DVDs. Let's have a movie showing. They're all too busy to do any of that. It's great that you know, but you're the sheep that know if you don't go out and do something. I can't stress that. I mean, I work on my website 5 hours a day. I've taken off of work permanently to work on this agenda. And listening isn't anything compared to doing something.
Well, I agree with you, but remember, it's not going to be 50% that saves America. It's going to be the 3%ers, like in 1776. We got a lot more than 3% now out there becoming active, and that's what scares the system. That's why they're trying to demonize anybody and everybody who stands up for liberty and freedom. God bless you, Scott. Patrick in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I have several points. I'll try to be quick, though. Everybody in Oklahoma, I just want to encourage you to vote for Randy Brogdon. And if you vote for him and if he wins, encourage him to take down all the real-time surveillance cameras all over Oklahoma City and tell him to stop the sobriety checkpoints every weekend. The other thing I wanted to address was the property tax issue. I hear you talk about it, but not very many people talk about it. If we could get state after state to eliminate property taxes, that's one thing that, you know, even if you get off the grid and you grow your own food, you're still a slave because you're renting the property. I heard somebody in, I think it was Deborah Medina, mentioning it, and I was hoping she'd win, but she didn't. And I was hoping that she would. Maybe our governor would follow her. But if they would eliminate property taxes, then you could grow your own food. And if you didn't work somewhere else, then you wouldn't be paying property
taxes. That's right. And that's, we didn't have property taxes for the last 60, 70 years. This is a feudal tax. In ancient Europe, you had to pay about 10% of everything you produced off your land. You were a serf. You were not a free man. A free man actually owned their land outright through some type of signet of the king or the local noble. And so we don't own our land. We rent our land. And now with all these environmental rules and the rest of it, they're trying to fully bankrupt people and take whatever sovereignty they've got. Excellent point. Get rid of property taxes. Think big. We built this country without it, without an income tax. We don't need it. There's lots of constitutional taxes. But they're not just expanding the unconstitutional taxes. They're bringing in all these new unconstitutional taxes. Final hour, jam-packed, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.